This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And the name of the program is For a Better Life. So today's topic is breaking ties with your relatives. That is qat'ar rahmi, you know, breaking up relationship with your relatives, or whether it is like mother's side or father's side, because we think, what is breaking tie with your relatives? Who are your relatives? Your relatives are your mother's side also and your father's side, whether they are your uncles or your aunts and their sons, like your cousins. So they are your relatives. So what does the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or the Holy Quran has to speak about it, because the Holy Quran has really, really emphasized importance on this topic. So the seventh greatest sin is breaking tie with your relatives, you know, with your kit and kin. This is clearly verified by all the Ahlul Bayt, which says the Quran has also spoken about the curse of Allah is upon those who cut their ties with the relatives, you know. Ahlul Bayt has said, beware of those who cut off relationship, because I have found them cursed thrice in the Holy Quran. So that is really very, very serious. The denouncement of cutting your relationship with your relatives has numerous hadiths, you know. The Holy Prophet has said, there is a destruction and enmity, especially with the relatives. I do not mean the destruction of the law, but rather the destruction of the religion. Enmity among people not only harms the hair and the body, but it also destroys one's religion. So the worst deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that, you know, let us speak about what happened. You know, those time once a man approached the Prophet, what is the worst sin, Ya Rasul Khuda, he asked, or Holy Prophet of Allah. The Prophet replied, you know, to do shirk, that is to attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man asked, after that, what is that? He said, if you cut your relationship with your relative, that is the worst sin. You know, this is like the greatest sin of Islam. You know, and then he asked, what is the worst sin after that? The third one, he said, to enjoy the evil, if you're enjoying the bad deeds and you are stopping someone from good deeds. You know, this is what he says. Goodness in return of ill treatment. Now, we know the examples, many examples that we can have bad relatives, you know, we do good things with them, but they do not do good things with us, you know, so things happen. So a man complained to Imam Jafar al-Sadiq about his relatives, you know. Imam said, swallow your anger and behave nicely with your relative. That's what he says. You know, but the man says, yeah, Imam, my relatives really give me a huge trouble, you know, all sort of trouble, and there is hardly any cruelty that I have not committed upon me. So Imam replied for this person, you know, this person, these people have done a lot of bad deeds for you, you know, but in return, if you do bad deeds against them or cut off the relationship with them, then Allah will not have even mercy on you, because Allah is not having mercy on them, you know. There's a lot of things that they are going to face in their life. But if you behave like the way they are behaving, like if they are cutting ties with you, you don't cut ties. You try to be good to them, you know. What happens is that one day there's a kind of like a mercy can come in their heart. You never know. But do not take the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by cutting their ties from you. So Allama Majlisi is a great scholar. He says, if one behaves kindly to the relatives who are bad to them, they would at one time or the other regret their behavior, then the mercy of Allah will be upon both of them. If the ill-behaved relatives do not rectify their ways, then at least the mercy of Allah will be upon the one who continues kindness to them. You know, and there's a lot of hadiths on this. You know, the Holy Prophet have says, no matter what, do not cut your relationship with your relatives. There are three sins whose punishment has to be borne in this world. The first is if you're an unjust person, if you're doing injustice. You may have not power, but with your whatever you have, you may be doing unjust behavior with other people. That is a sin. The second is breaking up your ties with your relatives. And the third is taking false oath, false promises. You know, what happens? He says one of the reasons, one of the things that happens is your life becomes shorter. Maybe you have to live for 20 more years. You know, maybe the life right now would be like 2 more years or 3 more years from now.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You know, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam has says in one of the sermon, I seek refuge from the sin which caused the hastening of death. Someone asking Mola, is there any sin by which the death is hastened? He replied, yes. If you break up your ties with your family and relatives, families who live with cooperation and care for each other are given increase in sustenance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we keep thinking about how to increase your sustenance. On Laylatul Qadr, the big night of the month of Ramadan, we go and pray and pray 3 nights, the entire night we are praying. First thing we are praying for sustenance, that is a risk, you know. The best thing we can do, open your ties with relatives. If you are not talking or not speaking to your relatives, make one WhatsApp message or a phone call or, you know, do something. You know, do something, you know, call. You know, it's so simple to make an audio message to the person. Hi and all. Don't think about what the person is going to reply to you or not. Make your action from there. You know, Allah will give you a lot of blessing, you know. And it may happen the person can feel a little bit, you know, mercy in their heart. Someone will return to you. All the blessings will be in your hands, you know. And those who remain divided and are aloof from each other, Allah doesn't like them. Allah removes the bounty from the sustenance and the lifespan shortens, even if they're all pious, with all due respect. You know, death, which comes due to breaking up your ties with your relatives. So the companion of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam complained about the ill treatment given to him by his relative. And he said, my own brother, as well as my paternal cousin are harassing me. They have snatched the house that rightfully belonged to me and have given me only a room to live in it. If I complain to the government, I shall be able to recover all my property. You know, this is what the man is telling to the imam. Imam said, be patient. Everything will be all right. The man returned satisfied. In the year 131 AH, there was a terrible plague. All the relatives of the man perished. Thereafter, when he arrived before Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, the imam asked, how are your relatives? You know, last time you have been complaining about them. The man said, ya Imam, by Allah, all of them are dead. The imam said, their death have been due to the ill treatment and breaking up your ties with you, not recognizing your rights and cutting off the relationship. But why did this man was alive? He was alive because he did not cut his relationship with his relative. You know, Imam advised people, you know, we have to have a big heart. We know we have this kind of heart, a competitive heart, where we say that if that person is not talking to me, I'm not going to talk to that person either. You know, I don't care if that don't care. He don't say salam, I'm not going to say salam. But you know what Imam says? You know, be smart. Because Allah's mercy is upon those people who tries to keep a relationship with their relatives, you know. Nowadays, the worst example I would give is that people say, the person is so smart, you know, he's hilarious, intelligent, because the person is, you know, not keeping relationship with any of his relatives, and the person is like, safe side, is at the safe side. You know, I can't understand how the person is at safe side where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, the blessing will be taken away. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important that your relatives are there. So make a call, your sustenance and risk will increase. So thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for another interesting topic. You have been listening to IRIB English Radio for a better life. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh.
All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you need to me.
Your love is all I need.